Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Kankakee, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more by going online to AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. So how are you spending this Super Bowl Sunday? If you don't have any plans, or if you're looking for something better to do, and you can't believe what I'm about to tell you, then you need to pay very close attention, because today is all about the annual Super Bowl fundraiser for The Haven. Tony Elliott, the executive director, is with us, and her able-bodied her able-bodied assistant, her mentor, whatever you want to call him, Phil Milam, who is the board chair. So let's start with you, Tony. Tell us a little bit about Tony.
Well, I started thinking about what is it about Tony, and I think it's longevity. I have lived in the Rock Hill area now 43 years, and so I'm very proud of that. I love where I am. I love Rock Hill in this area. And I have, I'm starting my seventh year at The Haven this year. And so, I'm very lucky. I think that at this point of my job, things come a little easier. And that was one of the things I noticed today as I was doing the sponsor board for the fundraiser. So very fortunate that I have the experience. So I don't really know. Okay. Anything else? Married? Children? Grandchildren?
Yes. So let's see what Phil has to tell us about himself. Phil Milam.
Thanks, Manny. Phil Milam. I'm actually from Clemson, South Carolina. I grew up on a cattle farm down there, and I'm married to Susie. We live out in New York. We've been here for about 6 years, moved down from Charlotte about 6 years ago, and I got two sons, two grown sons. One's a farmer, took over the family farm. The other one's a surgeon in the U.S. Army. We've got two beautiful daughters-in-law, and my oldest son, the surgeon, has two beautiful grandchildren for Susie and I. And then I actually sell medicines to doctors and hospitals.
Really?
So I have to be careful on career day over at my kids' school when I say I sell drugs. So, yeah, I sell legal drugs. And then I'm on the board of the Havens Men's Shelter.
Well, good. And let's make sure people understand what the Haven's all about. Tell them a little bit about the background of the Haven, Tony.
Okay, the Haven Men's Shelter is located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and we serve 12 men who are homeless, 90-day increments to help them find a job, get back on their feet, hopefully find transportation, maybe purchase a car, and just get take the time that they need to get back on their feet. There's many reasons why they end up at the Haven, and it's not always what you think it is. A lot of times it's just a relationship breakup, or it's a person that may have lost their jobs, or so there's a lot of reasons why the Haven exist, and I'm very happy about that. But we have 12 men. We serve them 90-day increments, and if they are at the very, they're very close to getting back on their feet, of course, we'll go longer than 90 days. So
I will never forget several years ago when you all brought one of your guests right here to this microphone, and he told the most incredible story. It's not an incredible story. It's something that happened to anybody at any time. He had lost his job. And most people in the world, if you lose your paycheck, it doesn't take too long before things are upside down. His family got split up because they had to go live back with mom and their parents and whatever. And so he was at the Haven getting himself reestablished. I remember he sent out some resumes. I got a copy of them. We all circulated them amongst. He got a job. He was back as a shift foreman or whatever the heck he was doing. Family was reunited. And, I mean, wow, that's exactly what you're trying to do.
Exactly. And he is a success because usually, you know, if you hear back or some of your alumni call you back, they're in trouble again. But this particular gentleman, he continued to go straight and forward and did not look back. So he is very successful. His wife, who was raising their grandchildren, they're all reunited. His job is still there, and so they're doing very well. And when I say I haven't heard from them, that's actually a good thing.
Yeah. So if you do hear from him, you tell him I remember him.
I will.
And I'm very proud of what he was able to do.
Thank you.
And kudos to the Haven. So how do you go about doing what you do? I mean, it's one thing to put somebody in a bed and give them a hot meal and a shower, but you're doing more than that, correct?
Exactly. And actually, Tony, first of all, let me say that Tony is a special person, and a organization like The Haven, we actually try to address hunger and homelessness within York County, which is prevalent, very prevalent. And one thing about, yes, we have a lot of volunteers, donations from individuals like your listeners help keep this operation going. But Tony's a very special person in the fact that most organizations this big actually have somebody handling operations and somebody handling outreach. And Tony does it all. She actually does it all with the help of some very special people who are managers at the site itself. And literally we open up the doors at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, and we close the doors the next morning. So really for that evening, there's a meal. There's a bed. There's a variety of necessities for the individuals, but it goes well beyond that. In getting involved with The Haven, I got involved because it's a transitional shelter. Transitional meaning that it really requires a certain amount of effort by the resident to improve their life, to return back to a quality existence in life, and that's what Tony and the overall organization tries to do for the homeless men in York County.
So how would you quantify your success rate? In other words, over the course of a year or two, are you able to say that we got half of our residents back up and operating again, or three quarters, or what?
I would say more than half. And so, you know, we quantify success a little bit differently. And, I mean, so a lot of times they are second-timers, and that means that they did everything right, but something beyond their, control happened, and they come back. So, but I would say pretty much 75% of the men that come in go out as successful.
Now, I would imagine that one of your big challenges is you're only able to handle 12 people.
Exactly.
And you probably could handle multiples of that, could you not?
At least double, between 25 to 30 would be a good number. That would make me very happy because I know about the need out there, and that is what is lacking is that there's not enough of, I guess, enough of me out there. And so, you know, I know there's many men that are just still out on the streets, and there's only so much that I can do because I don't have the room.
And Manny, I'll add to that. She actually, we have a waiting list, routinely a waiting list, and we are working on a project that your listeners can help us with. And attending a Super Bowl party is a good start.
Right.
Is we actually are trying to secure a facility that allows us to almost triple our capacity. So, which is still only barely denting the problem, if you will, or putting a small dent in the problem here in York County. But it's definitely a positive step forward.
And there's, I know there's a lot of details on this that are still very much up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
More of that will become public knowledge here later this week.
Sure.
But it's an interesting project. And I know you've also considered building a brand new place. Actually bought some land. Did you not?
We did.
As one of the avenues to take a look at.
I think that that still is not been axed. I mean, we still may use that as an alternative, but where the location of this project is really better suited for the city and for the men. It's a central location, whereas the property was a little bit, you know, out further. So that would be the only problem is, you know, is transportation is a big issue.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to go too far down that road. So let's talk about this gathering, the Super Bowl concept, which you've been doing now how many years?
11 years.
Good Lord. 11 years. You're back at the Magnolia Room.
We are.
You had a one-year hiatus where you were down at the events at Manchester.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you're back at the Magnolia Room. And this is, if you've never been to this thing, you've really missed something. I'm not sure how you do this for the ticket price of $65, because you literally have everything there. My favorite, of course, is the steamed oysters.
Oh, my goodness, wow. Yeah.
There will be steamed oysters.
Oh, yeah, unlimited steamed. That's what it says on the
standard.
All right. And then we all, Lord knows what other kind of food you got there.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead. I'll let you tell us about the gathering.
This year we're trying a new venue, and so it will be Dixie Pig, and we just had lunch there a couple of days ago, and I can't tell you how excellent that sauce on that sandwich was. It was outstanding. And so, of course, we have the oysters all unlimited, and then we have, of course, the open bar and also desserts. And so there's a lot to be, you know, there's a lot of eating there. You'll be very full when you leave, and plus you get to see the game on, I think, four or five big screen TVs. So that will be out in the oyster area and plus in the ballroom. So, you know, we pretty much have it covered.
Yeah. We're not doing the inflatable screen anymore.
No more.
No,
yeah.
No inflatable screen.
Thank heavens.
Yeah, that fell one year. It was really good.
It ran out of air and went
Yes,
poof.
It did. It ran out of air and flattened itself.
Well, it's a perfect setting for really this event. And the way you all have done it over all these years is it's just a lot of fun. Bottom line, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You see everybody in Rock Hill that you probably haven't seen for the last 3 or 4 months because of the rotten weather. And there they all are gathered. And this, in terms of dollars and cents, you all raise quite a bit out of this?
Mm-hmm. We do. Originally, this was the only fundraiser that would actually support operations for most of the year. And so, and it still continues to do that. So, yeah, this is the big fundraiser. Originally when it was established, it was actually presented in someone's home. And this was the funds used for, you know, the funds that we received were used for operations of the shelter. And so, of course, we've gone beyond that at this point, you know, operation-wise. You know, it's every year it gets more and more expensive to run the shelter. So, you know, we need more fundraising means and things like that. So.
And Manny, I'll just add that, again, you made the comment that you can't typically get this type of quality and quantity of food for $60. And Tony will share where you can get the tickets and so forth, but there's some other, Dixie Pig gave us a tremendous, I would consider them a sponsor of this as well. And if you've ever eaten there, it's incredible food. But we've got Chiranda is providing their homemade guacamole, their homemade sauces and chips, all you can eat. We've got Mellow Mushroom is providing that Greek salad that we know is the best in town. And so there's a number of other types of food items. And you mentioned the oysters. All you can eat oysters. And I tell you that, and then obviously the bar, we've got a full bar and it's totally complimentary. Everything's included in that ticket price. We'll even have some raffles for fun during the night as well.
Yeah. Yes. Just to keep it fun.
Keep it fun. I never want to lose track of the sponsors who help underwrite this thing so that you can make some money. I don't know whether you've got a list there or not.
I did not bring the sponsor list.
Okay.
I mean, of course, the doors are still open for that, but we've got a good bit of, I would say, close to 30 sponsors at this point.
Really? That's quite
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so we're very pleased. And
but you can go online, I guess.
Online,
And you'll see a complete list of all of them.
Exactly.
All right. So to go online, you go to thehavenmensshelter.org, thehavenmensshelter.org, and you can get all the information. Now, as far as tickets, you can come to the door and give them a check, right?
You can, or you can go online. We've got Eventbrite is also sponsoring tickets for us, and Wix.com is doing tickets for us. And plus, I can always take an order over the phone. You can come to the door. I can mail you tickets. I can put them in the mail. However, if you want to call that phone number, it's 803 323-328-0052.
It's the magic number to get all the tickets you want.
Okay, yeah.
And don't worry about there not being enough room. There's plenty of room for everybody.
Yes.
And there'll be plenty of oysters, maybe, if I don't stay at the oyster bar too long.
Well, Manny, just to let you know, we did find the, I do have the list of the top sponsors. We've got a ton of sponsors. And you can sponsor individuals. We got individual sponsors, but corporate sponsors. We've got the Metro Atlanta Greenhouse, Emery Wilson Process LLC, WRHI, and William and Fudge. Those are our top level sponsors.
Well, this thing is quite an event, and we're going to be talking more about it after we take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. We broadcast live every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 7 days a week. And there's only one way to do it, and that's the right way. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
This is Straight Talk.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Founders Federal Credit Union can make a happy new you by consolidating those high-interest credit cards into one easy payment with a Founders credit card. Founders has low balance transfer rates and no transfer fees. Visit FoundersFCU.com for more information and to apply for your Founders credit card today. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And we've got a nice crowd here today. Hope you'll stop by for lunch or dinner any day of the week. Tony Elliott, the executive director of The Haven, is with us today. Phil Milam, who is the board chair. We are talking about the big Super Bowl fundraiser, which is this Sunday at the Magnolia Room, back to the Magnolia Room. And let me tell you, for all those who are new to Rock Hill, and we keep growing every day here for sure, if you have not been to this event, you really have missed something, and you ought to grab a whole bunch of your friends, at least your wife or whoever your significant other is, and come on, because you'll have everything you could possibly want to eat, including steamed oysters. Now, how do I know so much about steamed oysters? Because I eat a lot of steamed oysters, and they are delicious. And they've got the steamers out there right outside, and they're doing this thing, and they set up the tables. I even have my own Haven shuckers. Got my shuckers. Make sure you bring a glove or bring a towel, because when you're sticking that thing in there trying to open that oyster, sometimes it slips and you don't want it going into your hand, right? Good advice. You know about that, right?
I've been there.
Yeah, he's been there. So day in and day out, Tony, your operation obviously has needs. beyond what we're talking about, trying to find a larger space. How, besides coming to this party, can people help you out throughout the course of the year?
Well, we have many volunteers, but we are still in need of volunteers who provide meals. So meals are very important because, of course, there are 365 days in the year, and so we've done very well, but we do have gaps. And what I mean by that is that, you know, sometimes someone has done it for so long and they just want to rotate off. So we have probably about 5 to 6 days in the month all year long that we are mealless and we need meals. So that's one way. And a meal can be anything. It can be sandwiches. It would be for 13 men, maybe 14 men, because a lot of the men go to work the next day and pack lunches. So around 14 men, and it can be anything. It could be sandwiches. It could be spaghetti. Whatever you decide to cook.
So if I bought a 3-foot sub here at Substation 2, which will feed a small army, and brought it over to you, that would be a nice meal for everybody.
That would be an excellent meal, and the men would love that. They enjoy subs and things that come from, you know, Substation 2. They would love that. Okay. And so meals, and, of course, we always need cleaning supplies because it's not your typical shelter. When you walk into the Haven, the first thing you will smell is Mr. Clean. And I'm serious by that. Sometimes it's really too strong. Sometimes I think they use a gallon a day. But they keep the floors, you know, stripped and waxed, and the bathrooms and the laundry room. And just the air itself is very clean. And so we require that the men do that. We require that their beds are made, that their room are clean, under the beds are clean. So we're always looking for floor, you know, cleaning floor supplies, of course, toiletries, paper towels.
Toothpaste,
yeah, that's really important.
Toothbrushes, that kind of thing.
And also towels are important. So supplies.
I mentioned to you about, you know, with 12 guys, you must have quite a bit of laundry that you're doing, that they're doing every day. So things like detergent. Bleach.
Yes.
Maybe if you have an extra washing machine or a dryer.
We go through a case of bleach probably every week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our managers are just very, very, you know, they're very meticulous about the clean.
So your existing facility for these 12 guys, are they in one great big common area, or do they have separate rooms? I mean, I've never been
there. There are six rooms, and there are two men to each room.
Okay.
Then we have the manager on duty. He has his own room, his own bedroom. And then we also have an office that contain all the files, the confidential records that we keep under lock and key. And then we have a big gathering open area where there is the kitchen, the television and the things like a reading nook. So we have like a group room. One room fits all the men.
So now the schedule is they're out of there at 8 o'clock in the morning and they come back at 5.
Exactly.
So what part of the day or evening are you working with them on what they need to get back up on their feet?
Generally, every evening, they are broken down into teams of 3 and 4, and the manager on duty will interview every man once a week minimum, and probably 2 times a week. And I will interview them once a week minimum.
Okay.
And so that's how we work. But I've run into some scheduling issues because a lot of the men are getting jobs very quickly, and they're not available till after 7, and some work all the way through Sunday. So right now there's a little bit of a gap of how to get me and the men, you know, together because of the timing.
So when they get a job, they're going to get a paycheck. Do you have requirements that they show you the pay stub and the money goes into a bank account?
Yes, we do.
They might want to pay some rent back to the Haven.
We've never taken any finance money, and we're not sure that will ever be in the mix, but right now we've never taken a dime.
But you make sure their money goes into an account.
We do.
And do you control that account so they don't blow it?
No.
But you're watching what they're doing.
Right.
And to your point, there's a number of milestones that they have to check the box as we're going through and they're progressing with getting a job, with putting money in the bank, and ultimately moving out to independent living. And Tony's been very helpful. We obviously have what we call I call it graduating. And they have, and Tony's, even today, I was with Tony and she's working on apartments for individuals once they transition back to somewhat of a life of normalcy outside the Haven, where they'll need furniture, and we've been involved with churches and actually picking up furniture that people don't need to help furnish these apartments for these individuals who have graduated the program.
That's great. I mean, you were here talking to John Reinhardt about, you know, what's available out there, because you've got men who are graduating from the Haven program. Mm-hmm. Who are working, got their life back together, and now they're trying to find a place to live.
Right, who are
there's the next challenge.
They desperately want a place to go to, but there are very limited places to send them. So,
well, the program obviously works pretty well. I mean, mm-hmm. you've been doing this for a number of years.
I have.
Your biggest issues right now are we need more space, which you're working on. Got a couple of options there. We'll see how all that flushes out. But again, let's go through what's going to be happening here Sunday.
Okay.
Because major fundraiser. Go right ahead and run through it again.
So Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, February the 4th, at the Magnolia Room, we are sponsoring our 11th annual Super Bowl party. And the doors open at 5:30. And I think the game will be starting at 6:30. So come early and enjoy some of the food, which will be ready for you. We will have some raffle items during the night, so bring some cash. And hope you come and enjoy the Super Bowl with us.
And Manny, I'll just interject. You said it right. If you've got a party planned, move it to this event, because you know you've got that neighbor that's going to spill cheese dip on your carpet. You can come over and spill cheese dip at our place. If you're an employer and you want to bring those employees over, if you're a church group, just a group of neighbors, just bring some folks and buy a table at the event.
You cannot put on this party at your house for the price of this ticket at $60. You couldn't do it.
No.
You absolutely could not do it with an open bar, with steamed oysters,
yeah.
with food from Chiranda's. You've got desserts. You've got Mellow Mushroom doing whatever they're doing.
Yep.
You've got everything that you could possibly want in the way of food. Dixie Pig. Dixie Pig. Do I need to say that more than once? Anybody who loves barbecue? Barbecue and football go together like peanut butter and jelly. So it's all over at the Magnolia Room. You can go online to get a ticket, thehavenmensshelter.org. You can give them a call at 328-0052. But better yet, you can just show up at the door, bring a check, make it more than $60. Come on now. What's $100? You're going to have this is a $100 evening, easy. And you're going to be giving this money to benefit the Haven, and you can still get yourself a nice little write-off for that as well. Big TV screens all over the place. Magnolia Room's a perfect setting for this, and this is the major fundraiser for the Haven Men's Shelter. Well, thank you all. Tony, thank you for being here. Phil, thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks for having us.
And do you prefer the farming, or do you like the selling of the drugs?
Prefer the farming.
There you go.
Definitely prefer the farming.
There you go. A gentleman farmer. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we broadcast live every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 7 days a week. And there's only one way to do that, and that's the Substation 2 way. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow or at the Super Bowl party put on by the Haven on Sunday. Have a wonderful day. Bye.